Ugh, GOP would likely eject Jesus from the chamber over his radical views. By Hannah Blow on October 12, 2020. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, on Monday declared that she is sick and tired of Republicans co-opting faith to advance bigotry and barbarism and surmised that many lawmakers would likely eject Jesus from the chamber over his radical views. Sick and tired of Republicans who co-opt faith as an excuse to advance bigotry and barbarism, Ocasio-Cortez said. Fact is, if today Christ himself came to the floor of Congress and repeated his teachings, many would malign him as a radical and eject him from the chamber, she continued. It remains unclear what specifically triggered the New York lawmaker to make the hypothetical claim, although it coincided with the first day of Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearings. Many Democrats have attempted to use Barrett's Catholic faith against her while warning that she would jeopardize the future of Obamacare, as well as Roe v. Wade. Ironically, the Christian faith widely teaches that abortion is murder, a radical view, according to ultra-leftists such as Ocasio-Cortez. It remains unclear if she believes members of her own party, specifically, would eject Christ himself from the chamber over such a radical view. Senator Chuck Grassley, Arya, addressed the mounting Democrat critiques over Barrett's faith during Monday's hearing. Democrats and their left allies have also shown that there is no low that they won't stoop to in their crusade to tarnish a nominee. And I saw it all as chairman of this committee, when Kavanaugh came up, he said. Some of my colleagues may once again try to misrepresent and outright disparage Judge Barrett's religious beliefs and affiliations, Grassley continued. In 2017, they suggested Judge Barrett was too faithful or too Catholic to be a judge. One senator asked whether she considered herself an Orthodox Catholic. Another told her the dogma lives loudly within you and that is of concern. He added, reminding lawmakers that Article 1 clearly prohibits religious tests for serving in public office.